Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, we here, we live and direct, PSA, motherfucking radio, we here, my boy Dre, 3 Letterman, what is good?
Gnome 6, my nigga, what's poppin'?
Gnome 6, bro, Gnome 6, what'd you think? We got people coming on to give us the recap. What's the quick one?
Yeah, man, I've seen all the recaps. From what I've seen, we wasn't in the building, sorry. I wish I was at Gnome 6, but family, jobs, and all this shit comes first, but that's neither here nor there. But from what I've seen, it seems like the shift has changed. It seems like the guys who doesn't have the views, the guys who still getting their feet wet in URL, they're the ones that won tonight, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, do we have to wait until all these come on camera to really...
Yeah, we have to.
Really, really wait and see.
That's just the law of the ethics, man.
It's crazy. That's crazy. I'm excited, man. Let's talk about one thing, though. Before we get the guests on, before we start recapping. What we do know, URL Gnome 6, Irvin Plaza, Daylight versus DNA did not go down, Dre. Heard Daylight was a no-show. I got confirmation, by the way, not too long ago. Completely for some of my tell you this. He from Eric Beasley from Beasley that he no showed straight up no showed. So I mean, what are you thinking? What happens now with Daylight after he's done decent on good on URL lately? So what now?
Who's done good? Wait, first of all, who's done good on URL lately?
I believe Daylight has had some.
He had one battle.
Okay, well, I mean, all right, I'm saying he did good on his intro of URL against Mike P. It's a great battle.
Listen, man, Daylight's a fucking troll, my nigga. Let's call it what the fuck it is. First of all, the nigga went on URL and screamed that his career is over. It starts 0-0 when it starts with Mike P. You know what I'm saying? But he's the same one that says that, I just don't get this nigga and shit. I don't get this nigga. Listen. Mm-hmm. Did he do people any favor for him not battling tonight against DNA? Nope. Because I'm pretty sure if you do a fucking poll and niggas pick DNA and Daylight or Chess and fucking Av, niggas are going to circle Chess and Av before DNA and Daylight. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? So the nigga's a troll, my nigga. How did Beasley sound?
We were just texting.
I think he's on.
Okay, who is this again?
Knowledge.
I didn't know if it was Knowledge or David. Okay, cool. Let's get him on, man. Definitely in the building. By the way, I've been watching all these dudes' videos. They're super fire, and they come out.
My nigga, did you see Knowledge pumping out videos early already, bro?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I just watched it. I literally just finished watching his video with Rum Nitty, like 2 minutes before the show. He had the video with Rum Nitty. All this stuff, man. Let's get them on, bro. This guy is out here fucking up these bloggers. What's good, bro? Knowledge is popping.
Yo, what up?
Knowledge the God. What's good, my nigga?
Yo, PSA Radio 3 Letter Man Timbo with the deal. How y'all doing, man?
Yo, my
nigga. Appreciate you.
We trying to get the word from you, man. We trying to see how your night was at Gnome, my nigga. Talk about it. How was the night?
I'm here with a couple people too.
I mean, I got Gwitty and I got Net the Barbet in the car with me as well. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got my team with me. So, you know,
okay.
What else?
What's poppin' on Knowledge, man? How was the event on my G?
Gnome 6 was a good one. It was definitely a good event. You know what I'm saying? Dudes definitely put on tonight. You know what I'm saying? I guess if y'all seen any of the recaps I've been dropping, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people saying Charlie Clips, you know, lost convincingly to Ill Will, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get to see that battle. Mm-hmm. Gwitty watched the battle, though. What you felt, Gwitty?
Gwitty, what's up, man? Talk to me, my nigga.
Yo, my nigga, real shit, I wasn't even in the building. That nigga died.
What you mean he died, Gwitty? What you mean?
He was the first nigga to leave. Yo, you know a nigga lost when you don't stay at the vent. The nigga left the event. It was still three battles going on. That nigga
just bounced?
low key, that's truth though. That's truth. You know they lost when
nigga,
they leave early. Yep.
My nigga, I'm keeping it a band with you. I didn't even see the battle. I just saw a nigga walking down the block. I'm like,
what?
Oh, she nigga died. Yo, am I lying?
Nah, nah, you know what it is? Most of the people I spoke to just said Clips, you know, even Ill Will. I spoke to Ill Will. He said, you know, Clips didn't come how he's supposed to come. He seemed kind of disappointed, but, you know, he still put on, so in his mind, he felt good about the win. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
But people are saying Clips had a good third round. People are saying Clips had a good third round.
Yeah, I did read that. I did read that his third round was his best round and shit. But let's be real, fellas. Gritty knowledge. Are we surprised Ill Will beat Charlie Clips? Like, nah, son. I'm not really shocked.
No, because I predicted 3-0 Ill Will anyway.
You know, I said if Clips
playing around,
Ill Will
going to fuck Clips up.
I don't know
like
why
that.
Anybody
damn.
Saw Clips. When the last time you saw a serious Clips?
T-Rex was the last battle, Gritty. The last battle was T-Rex.
T-Rex.
And that was how many years ago? About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now?
That was 2 summers ago.
He did
kill
that. Yeah,
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was the next battle after Ill Will and
I mean, you tell me. Which one? Surf and
Surf? After Ill Will and Surf.
Top and Surf.
Oh,
man.
T-Top versus Sue Surf. That was debatable, but I could edge it to T-Top. You know what I'm saying? I thought Surf came through and did his thing. Third round, I definitely had to give it. Like, to me, it was, like, debatable until third round. And I think T-Top won the third round. So that's how I scored it. The first two rounds is up for debate for me. You know what I'm saying? The last one, I gave it to T-Top.
Was it true that Surf choked?
Yeah, he choked. He stopped. He was cooking, and then it's like he started fumbling a little bit, and then he was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm good. Yeah, Jersey.
How you had it, Gritty?
Now, I ain't even see that battle, man.
This nigga, yeah.
Surf lost. Surf lost.
3-0
top. The nigga lost.
Why? You know he lost if you
didn't
see the battle.
Because nigga's body language after the battle, man.
Yeah. Okay, you going to the body language.
He judging people.
Surf felt good. Surf felt good. I spoke to Surf after his interview.
I seen your blog with Surf.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Surf said he 3-0'd him. Surf 3-30. Yeah, 30. Surf said he 3-0'd him. But I also did an interview with T-Top where T-Top said, because I told T-Top, I said, Surf said he 3-0'd you. And he said, you know, Surf said, you know, he beat you in the third. That was his best round or something like that. And T-Top was like, that nigga Surf himself said to him that, nah, your third was the best round. Nah, I'll fuck with your shit. So I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
And niggas got Twitter fingers, man. Niggas got anything on Twitter. That's the Lord.
You're quick, wow.
Damn. So what was after that,
a dope battle, Briz versus Arsenal was a fire battle.
A lot of niggas say Briz was winning online. Niggas say Briz was winning. How true
was
that?
A fire battle to me. You know what I'm saying? I definitely gave that to Briz though. Briz definitely took that. Yo, it's like a lot of the new guys, man. They kind of outperforming the older guys.
That's what the consensus seemed to be. It seemed like all the new guys that came in that don't got the views and this, that, and the third. They came in and cooked and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's so proud. URL, you know, I'm not sure if y'all know, Daylight and DNA didn't go down. I heard y'all talking about that before I got on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is, but Smack gave us a surprise battle, Chess and Av. And you
know,
let's
be real, my niggas. We'd rather see Chess and Av than fucking Daylight and fucking DNA. Let's keep it a band.
On some real shit? When the fans heard that shit wasn't going down, they was like, all right, boo, boo, boo. But once they heard who was battling and replaced, them niggas was like, fuck that. This is the battle we wanted to see anyway. Type shit. Because the building erupted. Chess came out, they went crazy. Av came out, them niggas went bananas. So it was like, it shows that the new talent is starting to take over, man. People want to see this new energy. Shit, man. A lot of people are pointing it towards Av. Me, I think Chess won. But it was still debatable, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was like probably. No, it was the best battle of the night.
It was battle of the night.
Damn. Well, the battle that wasn't on the card was like the battle of the night, really.
Wow.
It's between that.
That the
yeah, that was the best battle of the night. I'm not even gonna lie. Nah, that was the best battle of the night. They came through and they put it down. Like this nigga, first round. This nigga at first round. Oh my god, that nigga chest went off, and then this nigga Av went out. When Av went, it was like, what the fuck? That nigga sucked all the room out the air, my nigga. And it was, I had to look at Chess like, damn, so I hope you're ready for this fight because this shit ain't going to be easy.
Wow.
Man.
So what about Briz and Oz?
Briz and Oz, I gave that one to Briz, man. Like, you know, that was a good battle. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal came through. A lot of the Jersey guys, you know, I think they was a little biased against the Arsenal.
Of course they are. Come on now.
But, you know, I thought that Briz came through and did what he was supposed to do to win. He was just looking more crisp. You know what I'm saying? And, Briz looked like he elevating every battle. He looked like he getting better than me. Because the way he talked to the crowd and everything like that, his whole crowd control, he just was on point today, man. And he was getting real disrespectful. Them two dudes... Arsenal, too, man. They was violating each other the realest, craziest way. Arsenal is on a run. Before Arsenal leave, he putting it down. The only thing with Arsenal, he started freestyling at the end of the second and at the end of the third, and it wasn't hitting. He said one of them shits he tried to freestyle, that shit just didn't hit at all. And he kind of got
Arsenal's not really known as a freestyler either, though. We don't know Arsenal from going off the top.
Yeah,
you know
but he tried. He was trying tonight. He freestyled at least twice, you know what I'm saying, at the end of his round. And the first time he did it, it was all right. The second time, it was really, it kind of backfired a little bit. But you know, Oz, man, you know, he knows how to control the crowd even when he's not, you know, when he did something wrong. He knows how to get it back, you know what I'm saying? So, but overall, I gave that battle to Briz, man. Briz was way more crisp. He had better material overall.
And obviously, Knowledge rocking, Rum Nitty, man. I heard a scuffle. Talk about everything from the rip, my dude.
All right. That battle right there, I was on the stage, so I got to really see them, like, going at it. First round, Rum Nitty went.
Wait, Rum went the first round?
Tay-Rock went the first round. Tay-Rock set it off. Tay-Rock went off the first round. He got in his face. You know what I'm saying? Tay-Rock was home. But Tay-Rock first wasn't that aggressive, too crazy. He just was talking to Nitty. And then Nitty came in the second round. Nitty was getting real, like, he was looking different, like, in the sense of, like, he's usually punching with his balls, but this time he was a little bit more physical. He was in Rock's face, in his face, like, close, his hat was in his face. So it got real uncomfortable. I could tell Rock was like, yo, nigga, what are you doing? Like, back up a little bit. Like, let me, you know what I'm saying? Rap, do your thing. But, you know what I mean? Give me my space. So I guess they got a little close, and they was about to, you know, they got into a little argument and shit. And then they stopped. Second round go. Tay-Rock, you could tell he was, like, pissed off. He kind of went crazy the second round. You know
but that's
what
Tay-Rock's known for in that second round, though. So we know how Rock do in them second rounds, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So he blacked out. And honestly, his energy, you could tell because of the scuffle and all of that, his energy was, like, different. He wasn't even looking at Rum Nitty like, all right, we cool. But now I'm not really feeling you right now, my nigga. And especially in front of everybody, you could tell he was, like, he's not fucking with him. And then Rum Nitty went his second round and basically kind of kept pushing the situation. And then he tapped that nigga Tay-Rock's pockets kind of crazy. So then the shit got reignited. They got in each other's face. And Tay-Rock was basically telling Rum Nitty, yo, don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. If you're going to battle, battle. But don't put your hands on me because then you're going to make it something else. And that kind of threw the momentum of the battle off just a little bit. But they were still, like, the material, they still had bars, like, Rock had some crazy shit for Rum, and if anything, me personally, you know what I mean? I might be biased because I'm a Rock fan, but I gave it to Tay-Rock. You know what I'm saying? I gave it to Tay-Rock. I thought he looked way more calm. He looked more poised. He looked like he ready, like, you know what I'm saying? And Rum Nitty looked like he kind of was doing a little more than he needed to. I thought if he would have just came Rum Nitty, he would have made it a better battle.
You think he came in there trying to be too aggressive, and then that caused it to get physical, and he didn't stay on his deem, like, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't do what we know Rum Nitty for. He got thrown off. The scuffle threw him off, if anything.
That's exactly what it felt like. You know what I'm saying? It felt like it kind of threw him off. And I didn't even think he kind of got booed a little bit in the third. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah, he did.
He was trying to, you know what I mean,
It just didn't work. He was trying something new. It did not work. It's like, my nigga, you mm-hmm. are known. Bring that shit that you brought that got you here. No disrespect, but like,
word.
You know what I'm saying? Because Run Nitty's a beast. He came through. He still was putting on, but it just wasn't. You know what I mean? We were so hyped for what this battle was gonna be. I don't think it was better than Av or Ill. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Run Nitty's performance wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
what do you think is had that as battle of the night? I thought that was gonna be battle of the night.
I mean, everybody did. Everybody thought that was about to be a classic.
So you can't put the C word next to Knowledge?
You said what?
You can't put the C word next to Rum Nitty and T-Rock?
Nah. I'm not going to say that's a classic.
Damn.
It wasn't a classic. It just wasn't. It was a good battle. You know what I'm saying? We might watch it a few times, but Chess and Av, though, that's the one we're going to be talking about. We're going to be hyped about. Because that was like a real battle. Like, them niggas was going at each other top. Nah, you know what it is? I don't just mean like it was a real battle like that, but like it was a battle that, you know what I'm saying, that it was no stumbles. Everybody was on point. Everybody was killing. Them niggas shook the crowd crazy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Av probably had the craziest reaction in the building out of everybody that whole night. So
I saw niggas online saying Av is the GOAT. Av is the greatest. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, we don't want to put that on certain niggas, man. You know, whenever we put the greatest on a nigga back, man, that just means we ready to tear him down. So, he's a beast, though. Az is definitely a beast, and he look like he ready to get back on that main stage.
I've been saying this. Niggas been screaming Nitty, and as they should be screaming Nitty, but I'm like, yo, Av is a fucking monster. Av is a beast, my nigga.
No. Av definitely is a problem.
Damn.
Nah, it was overall a dope event. You know what I'm saying? Smack also announced that he's having Summer Madness 6 and 7 next year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was just a real dope. You know what I mean? A dope, a big announcement. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get 2 Summer Madnesses in 1 year since we ain't had one this year. So that's crazy. So you know what I mean? And you could imagine that we. Well, I'm hearing potentially that we might get that rock in Hollow. So, you know what I'm saying? Just throw it out there. Yeah. So,
you
know what I mean? 2017 might be the shit. You know what I'm saying? For battle rap.
Wow, that's crazy. Damn, we need rock and fucking this nigga to battle, son. So just to sort of recap though, real quick. So Surf and T-Top, was that a dope battle?
That was a good battle. You're gonna enjoy it. Because Surf, first two, was Surf. You know what I'm saying? His first two, his third, you know what I mean? Like I said, he kind of choked a little bit, but he choked, you know what I mean? It wasn't really no kind of, but he kind of choked.
And
T-Top, he was flawless. T-Top was good every round. So, you know what I mean? I would edge the battle to T-Top because, you know, especially the third was his. You know what I'm saying? The first two rounds, you could kind of argue it. You know what I'm saying? But T-Top, I think, overall won the battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad at a nigga if you say Surf won either, though. So, you know what I mean? Niggas say Surf took the first two. So.
Yeah.
Okay. But Knowledge, man, yo, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes here just to, you know what I mean? I know you just left the fucking event and shit, man.
Yeah,
we giving
on
us
way
a little
back out, man.
Shit.
Yeah, man, you already know. Anytime, man, I appreciate doing these. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to link up a lot more.
You already, my brother.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Shout out
Absolutely,
to CSA
brother.
Radio, man.
You already, man.
My brother.
Let's get it.
Share it.
All
right. Yeah. Word. Oh, man.
Timbo, Battle Troop should be calling in. It's a 414 number calling in. But so what you think, man?
I'm more interested now in Surf and Top because, I mean, let me tell you something, though, straight up.
Okay.
I feel like you did going into Clips and Will, especially today. I don't know if – I think I picked Clips in one of our things. I was tripping, bro. I'm going to be dead ass. I don't know why I did that. But you're right. The last time we saw a good Clips was against Rex. You know what I mean?
We'll recap
it in a second. We'll get Battle Truth on right now. Let's get Battle Truth on.
This dude, you guys need to know about. My bro Dre put me onto this dude. Fucking crazy, hilarious dude, man. Let's get him on. Yo, what's going on, my G?
Hey, how you doing?
What's good, my brother?
Appreciate you, man.
Nothing, man. See, you had a crazy night today on Gnome 6, huh?
Yeah, man. It was
just, sir.
We just had Knowledge, the God from Hip Hop Is Real, is on, and he just gave us little brief recap of the festivities,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I've been watching throughout the internet, man. That's crazy. If everything they're saying is true. So Daylight didn't show up?
Daylight did not show up, that's the truth. Nope.
And it's crazy because just before this, I seen a clip on him, and he was talking about he threw with battle rap and all this, and I was saying to myself, like, don't you got Gnome 6 coming up? But, you know, it's hard, man.
Because you
it's
know what it is, battle truth,
and
Timbo?
Like,
we know Daylight as a troll, my brothers, so we thinking he's trolling us.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's not going to want to play himself on URL. We thinking, well, this is where you want to be. You talking about your record is you starting your whole battle rap career over. When you and Mike P battle over, you 0-0. So I'm thinking you're going, you know, but hey, this is Daylight, man.
But you know what's crazy, though? This come in where I be talking about. Let's get into the politics of it because I seen something before this when he first got accepted back on Smack, and he was talking about something like he made some type of deal with Smack where he ain't really acting for much money or ain't really getting paid nothing. He just going to prove his loyalty and just go in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah,
law?
I seen that. That was a couple of years. Wasn't that a while back?
No, that just happened. No, because he ain't been on Smack like that. He just was saying that. Like he
oh,
was
I'm thinking,
going
I'm
to,
thinking about the time with Swae 7 and all that. Pardon me. Okay, my bad. Pardon me.
Yeah, this wasn't just recently because he was talking about how he was going to do the PG thing and go through this thing of the PGs and bring them up, stars, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when he said, again, here's my thing. When you from the streets and people say those type of things, it's always some type of hidden agenda behind it in some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Because why would you order your services for that cheap when you getting, because the thing about Daylight that we all know that everybody always say, why do they keep booking him? He gets booked all the time. You know what I'm saying? So why would you just offer your services for a little bit of nothing when you getting booked anyway? It ain't like you need to, you not getting booked. He getting booked, so why would you offer your services for a little bit of nothing when you getting calls all the time? You know what I'm saying? And he loved on the West Coast and a lot of those them other leagues over there, he loved over there. So they always booking him. So why would you just offer your services to Smack for pennies when you know that you getting booked and people actually paying you? And then we see this thing just happened here. On the biggest event of the night that you ever wanted to perform on, because Gnome 6 is just like the Summer Madness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you never been on a stage like this. This the biggest opportunity time in your career, and you don't show up. So my question I'm saying is, was it because he really didn't get paid? Did Smack really accept that deal that he said he was going to throw on the table as far as working without really getting paid? Because I think he said something like $500 a battle or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Did
you hear about that, though?
No, I never heard that part.
That was a while ago. I remember he said
it was just this year.
No, I know.
It was just this year, I'm telling you.
It was earlier this year when he was talking about it. And I remember him saying that, but I heard from Beasley that he straight up no-showed, which means he got paid, he got what he needed to have.
But the question is, what did he get paid? That's exactly what I'm saying. Did he get paid, or was it the agreement of the so-called $500? You know what I'm saying?
But I think Daylight is bold enough, fellas, to go out, whether it's Periscope or go in front of his YouTube camera and say that, or even go on social media and say, like, he didn't get paid. He's on Twitter right now trolling half the night, talking about his battle's going to be on Rap Grid for $2.99 or some shit like that. So he doesn't seem to be in an angry space right now. You know, he's actually making a mockery and joking about this shit like it's nothing. So I don't think it's bad business. I just think I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we'll find out in the next couple of days. But, Timbo, you said he spoke to Beasley, right?
Yes. Yeah, he just straight up no-showed. From what Beasley said, he no-showed and is now obviously trolling everybody.
That's reckless, though. See, and the thing about that I just don't like, because real is real, fair is fair. You don't receive nobody money, man, and then don't show up, man. That's nothing but stealing. That's all that is, man. And it's so crazy because it actually shows the character of a person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you know that these brothers paid you this money to do an event, and you know the promotion and the financing that come with building up these things, and people are expecting to see, this is my whole argument that I be trying to tell us as bloggers and fans. We have to hold these guys accountable. We can't let their fame or their status be so much that it's F us too. You get what I'm saying? Because if you listen to how some of them talk, they act as though we don't even exist. And it's crazy because it reminds me of like the NBA, where when you in high school, you playing your hardest because you're trying to be noticed. And then you get picked up by a big recruiting scout for A1 college, a D1 college. And then now you playing hard in college so the NBA can pick you up. Then you arrive and you don't want the championship, you just want the check. And now you just tend to just lose your hunger. And this is exactly what you're seeing happening now. When they wanted our respect, they went in hard to the point that they became household names. You know what I'm saying? Then when you start getting the fame and getting the checks and people booking you, calling you, now it's like, I arrived. So I ain't really got to do that much. Sort of like what Cliff just did. If you go to my known six prediction, this is exactly what I said. I said, Cliffs, why would he take this battle serious? You on Wild and Out now, so you got a guaranteed check flow coming in. You know what I'm saying? Then what do Ill Will actually do for you in your career? It does nothing. He don't make or break you. So why do Cliff take this battle serious? You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't
why?
Make him break or no battle truth. I think, I don't know how both of y'all feel when I say this. I think there's fans out there that still hold on. We in Timbo just interviewed Calico and Sue Surf recently, right? Black Battle Truth. And when me and Timbo asked them their prediction on the Ill Will Charlie Clips battle, they told us, oh, they're going with Charlie Clips. Don't sleep on Charlie Clips. And I'm thinking to myself, my niggas, we've been holding, how long are we going to hold Charlie Clips' hand? Like, mm-hmm. At some point, we know that he's not going to come correct to the battle. And
right.
it was written like Nas says, you know what I'm saying? So there's no way that
right.
I was picking that nigga to win.
And you know what's crazy? Because, again, it goes right back to what I'm saying. Okay, that's just like this, three-letter man and Timbo. Check this out. Mm-hmm. You coming out of your pocket. Let's take it to the streets. Because everything, I still have to deal on how serious the streets is. You pay somebody for a service. They don't, okay, say for instance, now you know how, like, we drive our cars. So something mess up in your car. Now, you could go to Midas to a place where, you know what I'm saying, you know they're going to do it. It's going to be about that paperwork. It may just be a little bit more expensive. So you might got somebody mm-hmm. in the hood, you know, oh, my guy fixed this with a little bit of nothing. All I got to do is do the parts and get him a little labor fee, right? But if something happened and messed mm-hmm. up with that car, he fixed it. What do? You go back to him like, hey, dog, you messed up something here. And you know what he going to do? He going to fix it because he knew he probably messed up on it. So it's the same thing when mm-hmm. we see what's happening now in battle rap. How is it that these guys taking these people money, man, on a look, but giving them good faith of a performance, only to not come on they end of the deal, then expecting for it to just be okay when we as the people with Rob, like, say, for instance, we looking forward to seeing that Clips and Ill Will battle. So now it come out being a flop. Now the fans is losing. And like I
let me ask you both of y'all a question. Did we go into that battle thinking that when it comes out, it's going to translate good on camera? I didn't think nobody's going to pick Ill Will and Charlie Clips as potential battle of the night. Not because of Ill Will, in my opinion, because of Charlie Clips. He's not going to hold his end of the bargain to make the battle be worthwhile watching. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Which is kind of sad, though, because if you think about it like this, three-letter man, we know Ill Will was coming to kill because he'd been gone for a long time. This is what he's been waiting for. He back on Smack. He started out as one of Smack Gunners, right? So right. Now you got Cliff. Where Tay-Rock is at right now with Smack? That's what it was for Cliff before Tay-Rock even did his thing. You know what I'm saying? The way Cliff, when you look at that Cliff and Lux battle, Lux is like the legend of New York. But when you see that battle, look at how the mixture it was of that crowd with Lux. You got the crowd screaming, three zip clips on Lux. They legend. So the URL stage in Smack, that's how Charlie Clips was where Rock is at right now. So he built that name on what he used to bring to the table. Because right. It was at a time that Cliff was just whacking cats. I'm talking about top-of-the-line cats. I'm talking about No Doubt. You're like, dang, he went on like a 2-year run just whacking big names. Not no little names, big names. So with that being said, people have faith in him. Like, man, they even talking about Cliff's got to be one of the greatest of all time. He got to be a legend. He probably could be the
GOAT. That was the discussion. Yeah, I heard that, the GOAT talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, why shouldn't we expect him to perform when we know his potential of what he can bring to the table? Now it goes back to this point. Is that how you really honestly feel about your fans who built you up, who made you, when you didn't have nothing, when nobody believed in you? See, that's the thing about us as fans that make it strong, but at the same time, it's a gift and a curse. Because we could build somebody mm-hmm. up and be loyal to their brand, but at the same time, they could forget where they came from to the point where they don't care about us no more like that. And you have to hold these brothers accountable and stop, like you said, how long we going to hold this hand? I'm not holding these brothers' hands because they grown men. And we pay for this stuff, like right now, y'all doing y'all show. That's bills, man, that got to be paid. This phone I'm on and my internet. I watch that stuff and I have to pay for this. And it take out our personal lives. We got families, we got children, we got things we could be doing. So when a person mm-hmm. just not being loyal to the craft, what happens is it's a disrespect to all of us. It ain't just them talking about, man, forget them, I'm going to take them. It's a disrespect to Smack, as hard as I am on them. It's a disrespect to the fans, the public, and themselves. Because it really shows where they loyalty at in themselves. And I don't see how you could do your public like that that's been supporting you for years, holding your hand even when you mess up. We still like, he's still the best. You look on the blogs and you can say something about Clips, you're going to have some fans on there talking about, man, he cold. He the best. I don't want to hear that. They'll come at your neck for that. But they not seeing as them as fans how they looking at you.
Now, you said something about you've been hard on URL and Smack.
Yeah.
What's your biggest gripe with URL?
My biggest brat with URL is this. I believe that they are destroying the culture, man. I don't think that they helping the culture. And I say that
I agree with that, but let me hear your premise on that.
Well, yeah. Just hear my argument. Look, when I spoke to you, first let me tell you, let me say something to you, three-letter man on this. Brother, I appreciate you as a man. I don't care about this battle rap stuff, but as a man, an individual, the person who I met, bro, I have tremendous respect for you because you reached out to me. Not only did you reach out to me, it had nothing to really do with this, but you opened me up on personal things in your life. You get what I'm saying? That goes a long way with me as a person. Because like I said, I ain't confessed to be the realest dude in the world, but I'm a brother that's from the streets, and I have seen the horrors of murder, death, tragedy, tribulation, sorrow. So I understand that we in this together in some type of way to just make something out of life. So with that being said, I don't really care about that. Timbo, I ain't really broke ice with you brother, to know about you and this way I deal with him. But, hey, I look forward to doing that eventually. So my whole point of what I'm saying is, as men, it's a respect thing out of the gate. I don't believe that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I don't believe respect is earned. I believe respect is given because it's not about the other person. It's about what you stand for and represent. Now, my price of Smack is – My gripes with Smack them is this. Battle rap was supposed to be free reign, where you and the other person you're going against, they battle for the prize money. It wasn't a thing of, okay, we're going to lock down all this talent and they just going to battle over here and they ain't allowed to go nowhere else. Like, for instance, when Hitman Holler said he offered Chilla Jones the most money he ever was given by Smack or anybody else to battle Verb for $15,000. And that battle was blocked. But it wasn't booked. And Chilla Jones still ain't been on that stage. So here's my question. Why would you do that? And then I think as businessmen, they handle business like gangsters rather than businessmen. Anytime North can go on public radio station talking about all the girls they done ran down on the stages is tramps and bust downs, why would you say that? When you got Ring Card Girls on stage, when you got Nunu Nails and them on stage, and he didn't make no exception. His words was clear to Verb that, you know what, let me tell you something. And you on the public radio, let me tell you something, Verb. I'm going to be honest with you. You know all them girls that's on the URL stage that you be seeing? We all ran through them. That's what that man said. You can go back to the footage and see that. That ain't how businessmen speak. That ain't how they talk. And then when you seeing Smack on there talking about, man, I don't care, I'm rich. Then you wonder why these brothers asking for a lot of money. You get what I'm saying? Why would you gloat and boast that? And these are things I'm not making up. These things you can go back and see and look at. So then if you gloating about being rich but then complaining about people asking for money, okay, which one is it? Which one is it? So my thing is, why all these, I'm going to give you an example. They only throwing like 4 events a year. Let's just get in the numbers. If you're doing like 4 events a year, and you got all these artists that's locked down on contracts, but they all can't perform on these events, how are they getting paid? How are they getting paid? Because I'm going to give you an example. If you're a PG or somebody who, okay, I'm get, like Suave Seva did an interview where he said he heard about brothers being signed by URL but not getting the battle they agreed to sign with or getting the pay that they were promised to be due. You got all these people you steady booking and locking down and promising battles and money, but yet, let's do the numbers. You're doing the battle probably 4 a year, but only 10 people could fit on the stage. Somebody can't eat, but it don't hurt you because you're going to continue to eat because every event you throw, you're going to get paid on. So we have to wait for you to call and wait till our time is up to do a battle when in reality, any battle you throw, you're going to get paid. So if I do one battle a year and I can't go no other place, what is my annual income a year? Am I getting $5,000 a year? That ain't money when you're paying $200 for shoes, $200 for pants, $100 for a shirt, $600 for a jacket. That's over $1,000 in just one outfit, and that's how the economy is right now. Everything is high market price on clothes and things like that. So if you're only doing 1 or 2 battles a year, how do that sustain you as your annual income when you're not getting called? But if you was not on the contract, you can travel all around the United States. Look at all these battle leagues all in these different states and cities that's willing to pay these brothers money where they can balance it. Come on, that don't hurt your brand. Your brand ain't never going to be hurt. You got over 600,000 subscribers, and you not responsible for them artists doing they all and giving. Look, if you book somebody and they don't show up and perform, that's on them. Even if you book them on Smack stage, you're not guaranteed that they're going to show up and perform, so you got to take a risk anyway. So you're not protecting them. If I'm the person that booked for a show and I decide not to perform and do, let's just keep it real, three-letter man. You ain't even really got to win the battle. Just compete. Because even if you lose, if you're competing, we ain't going to hold you responsible. We're going to be like, he lost, but he got off. And that's not going to hurt you. But when you're not performing at all, now we got something to say because any idiot can see that, man, y'all just took that check, man. You ain't putting no effort in that. You got so many folks. Go ahead.
Well, look, because here's the thing. I hear what you're saying because me and Timbo have talked to league owners all over this damn place in battle rap. And it seems to me that the conversation that when me and Timbo talk to a Norbs or talk to a Beasley or talk to a Smack, it seems like they feel that they build your brand up and for you to go to different leagues and maybe ask for more money, ask the URL for more money than you'd ask for a different league, they feel that's a slap in the face. I've heard Norb say that to me and Timbo a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come to URL, you go to Guerrilla Warfare, Syndicate Cartel, RBE, King of the Dot, you go to those leagues and not price them for your talents, but then come back to URL and hit it and tax us heavy. You know what I mean?
Well, that could go two ways. Because, first of all, the URL is where all the greatest talent at. So it's a difference when you asking me to go to some of these other leagues where the talent ain't as upper echelon as the URL. But I even get that point. But when you are a big business like that, that's something you have to consider. And here's another thing. We know by watching Battle Rap that it still never hurts Smack brand. Because how do it hurt your brand when the battles you booking only you can book because you pay more than anybody. Why do you think a lot of these leagues can only get these top tiers to do one round or 2 minutes?
Right.
They can't
right.
even afford yeah. a three-round battle. These brothers just going around wrecking them, getting 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 sacks for just one round because a person can't afford a real battle. But Smack could do the whole entire battle because they pay for bigger than everybody else's and they could afford it. So when they saying it's a smack in the face, listen, it's not a smack in the face. What's happening is you looking at what's in everybody else's pocket rather than seeing what's in yours. I'm going to give you an example. Like if I'm getting money, three-letter man, and you getting money, I don't care what's in your pocket because it's
right.
not stopping my money. You get what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, see, this is where greed come in at because it's enough money for everybody to eat. And if you look at what's happening on the URL, it's the same talent being repeated now. And like I said on the blog, now you got to force these PGs to be top tiers because – they ain't ready yet. You get what I'm saying? And because you ain't doing business like you used to do, like if you look at all the top tiers, ain't none of them on contracts. And they free to go anywhere that they want to because
right.
they understand the game. They understand the game. And they'll never go on the contract, really. But the young brothers who don't know, who built a love and desire to want to rap by watching the Luxes and the Clips and the Verbs and the T-Rexes and all them things like that, they want to be a part of it, but now the game changed for them. So when they coming in now, it's like, hey, you got to sign these papers. When it never was the case like that at first. Look, if you're going to get these brothers to battle, man, and they want to battle, okay, I believe contracts only come in play when you sign for this battle. Other than that, you should have free reign to go wherever you want. Why we can't see the best go up against the best? Why we not seeing Smack go up against KOD? We Go Hard, Black Ice Cartel, RBE. Why
yeah.
we not seeing this? Why we not seeing this? And then it's crazy because now you're playing snatch and grabs, which forced the other leagues to try to do the same thing. But we're going to play snatch and grab. So now everybody playing snatch and grab. We got our own. You got your own. And we being robbed out of the culture of what battle rap really was meant to be. This was a free reign sport where the best went up against the best, and all you did was pay for the fight like any other promoter did. If you could afford it, then you book it. If you can't afford it, another person book it. But why do everybody have to go up under your dictatorship? That's what I don't like. And what happens is you're not looking at the lives of these young brothers that's at stake. Because what if, look, let's just be real. Now, Town 10, these brothers, like, convicted felons, ain't really finished school, don't really want to do nothing but rap, probably drink a lot, smoking weed a lot. This is their only hustle, and they're still in the streets and on the block. They have the opportunity to make other money in all these other states where people flying them out for free, paying for their hotels without them paying for nothing, picking them up from the airport. All they got to do is perform and do a three-minute rap just for 9 minutes and be gone on their way. Why would you stop them from doing that, man? That just don't make no sense, bro. I'm never going to be happy and satisfied with that because, again, I look at the horrors of what goes on in life when these brothers got to go right. I'm going to give you an example, and I don't mean to bring this up. It's just sad. Like when the little boy got killed who was signed to Meek Mill, but he was signed to him working on his – yeah, Lil Snoop, signed to Meek Mill, working on his album, but you're still in the project. You can't be in there like that. You get what I'm saying? And what happened is he ended up losing his life in that place when he shouldn't have been there. If you sign to this big old person and he got all this paper, then you're supposed to be up under that umbrella because the hood will be jealous of what they see about the happening to you and to take your life. It's out here like that. So it's the same thing with these battle rappers. They on TV. They have the opportunity to be successful in many places and really make a living out of this. But because you stand it on a contract and can't move or can't budge, RBE can't call you. Black Ice Cartel can't call you. KOD them can't call you. You can't even accept the money. And it's crazy that you still live in the hood. You still on the block. You still pitching a sack. And that's the danger of what we know all the time that happens. And it's just an accident waiting to happen just to say, hey, rest in peace to my homeboy such and such. Free such and such. Free Audi Boom. Come on, man. Open up the door so these brothers can get money and invest in something bigger.
I want to ask you this. I want to take it back to the money real quick. You know, we were talking about the prices of Smack and what they're doing. Do you agree with Hitman and Conceited, once they get, you know, let's be honest, the reason that they're on that Wild 'N Out platform is because of Smack. You know, they were put on that. I feel like that's one of the main reasons. So when they come back,
and try to charge Smack triple or quadruple what they were getting, I think that's a little bit fucked up to me. Because, look, you're not going to be here without this platform.
I don't agree with that. No, I don't. And I'm going to tell you why. Again,
okay.
I like dealing in numbers. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little intro on me, bro. I used to sell big drugs where I'm from. I went to prison under drug indictment for 10 years. So I'm good with numbers, and I know I'm good at working with people when I know numbers. Just think about this. Smack got 600,000 subscribers. Now, we're talking about building Smack brand. But how did that brand really get built? Let me just ask you a question, and just say you agree or do you not. You got 600,000 subscribers. How many subscribers out of that 600,000 do you believe belong only to Lux or only to Mook or only to Clips or only to Verve or only to Hitman? Because if you pay attention, that's what happens. These brothers was buzzing before Smack them even picked them up. Verve them even tell you that they was already making noise and buzzing before Smack them picked them up. They didn't know about them brothers. Like, Smack them don't know about a lot of people. You find out about these people, word go around what they doing, then they go see them brothers and offer them a position on their platform, which means the traffic that coming with them brothers is being added to your numbers. Add it to your subscribers number. So when you got 600,000 subscribers, it's because everybody know, well, if I'm following you, like let's say me, I'm Battle Troop, Smack sign me. I got all these subscribers. What do you think my subscribers being transferred over to? They're going to be transferred over to Smack because this is where I'm at now. This is the headquarters. So if you got 600,000 subscribers and they coming from Surf, Rex, Lux, Mook, Verb, Hitman, Conceited, all them players, part in that like that. So it ain't that your brand doing this because it goes to this. You're not performing Smack. You're not writing raps.
But one hand washes the other, though, Battle Truth, to be fair.
Look, I get that. I get that. But what is Hitman known for? Hitman brought up the shoot soonest, shoot soonest, shoot soonest. Hitman brought that up. Conceited brought this. Slow it down. I just dissed you. Surf brought this up. That's a code for a body. Let me tell you what it really meant. Clips brought this up. Guess which room I'm in. I'm going to take that scheme and do a whole nother plot with it. Them brothers are creative, and they built that fan base based upon the work that they put in. So with that being said, when you said one hand washed another, it didn't matter if it was even on Smack. If you get them brothers together, that was going to happen anyway because it was legendary, and we watched it happen.
I understand that, but how many people are going to pay $1,000 for a venue at that time and put the risk all on themselves? I feel like it was both of them. They took all the risk. You know, they didn't know that Jones was going to get knocked out by Matt. You know how much money they lost at that event?
Yeah.
Almost 100,000. They
booked
that.
But then they let
him
back on. But then they let him back on. Okay, now look. Now think about this. Here's my point on that. Let's try this, Timbo. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Hitman wrong for asking for paper when you hear Lux say, I want 40 shorty, no negotiating. You can't negotiate with the black brother that got the hostage. That was a cold line right there. Because if anybody know when you say that, hey, you don't never hear about no black people being held hostage because they know there ain't nobody gonna pay for them. So that's what he said to Arsenal now. 40, no negotiating, though I got black hostages. Y'all ain't getting
nothing.
That's
what you gotta holler, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and then if you know that was his price for UW, then he gonna Smack after that. You think it was any different? Look, let me tell you something. These brothers got friendships with each other. They talk. They know the game. You don't think Hitman and Hollow, you don't think Hollow and Hitman and Lux and them talk? They talk. Mm-hmm. And look, Lux wasn't going to ask for nothing. He didn't know that wasn't there. Why you think he got it? He was just a little different than Mook. He like, okay, Mook want 100, but I know that's going to be hard, but I know I could get 40. And he got it more than once. So the thing about it is, Hitman ain't stupid. Look at Hitman views. Hitman's averaging like 3-something million views, man. He getting more views than Lux now. He on TV. If you gave him 40, why can't I ask for 30?
Now,
Hitman said this. And look, this is what I'm saying. You got to know the streets and know life. Hitman said this. He say the man's name wouldn't even negotiate with him. He was willing to bring his price down. Then on an Angry Fan Movement radio station, Beasley was on there talking. Angry Fan clipped Hitman in. He didn't even want the man on the radio with him. He was afraid of what was going to be said. Why would Hitman Holler want to come on the radio station while Beasley was on that radio station only to shame himself unless he wasn't finna say something so real that we didn't know about? And Beasley reclined him coming on there. He said, no, I don't want to talk to him. I'll do that another time. This is my time. I just want to speak and do this. Hitman like, you know what, man? Look, Cap, I'm out of here. Why? If it was some type of secret thing going on, why would he decline that? Why would he? See, that's when realness come in. You could see between the lines of a lot of things. And that man clearly said
but
out of his mouth, man.
I'm saying Mac takes all the risks for everybody. For Verb, for Hollow. I don't see all of them coming out and acting a certain way towards him.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to say, too, that we have to know.
Them. We talk to Verve all the time. They love Smack. They love him and Beasley talk daily.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like it washes one hand, washes the other. Like Dre said, they don't take the risk.
I believe they do take the risk. I believe them battle rappers actually do take a risk. They take a big risk. Because even though you're saying one hand washes the other, here's the risk that they take all the time. Listen, here's another gripe I have with Smack. I'm going to tell you. Like, you asked what's my gripe with Smack. I'm going to keep it real. Listen, man, because, look, I own a record label. I do shows. I've been doing shows, man, 2 years now. Y'all going to hear all this stuff. Trust me. I'm just on something. I'm real smart. I like to craft things out. Because my boys and them, they ain't nothing nice. My son and them, they ain't nothing nice. But
okay.
Let me tell you what I'm saying. When we doing shows, man, you hire a host and an MC for a reason. His job is to control that environment, right or wrong. That's
right.
His job, is to control an environment. Smack, you in the middle of the stage. You got mics in your hand. Listen, like when you look at the Verb and Rex battle, that man rapping, Rex come right up in this man's face, bumping him on his body. He's like, come on, Smack, man. You're not going to say nothing. You're just sitting there letting him. Listen at the audio tape of how it plays out. Listen at what Verb's saying. He's like, look, you got to say something, man. Come on, man. You got the mic. And when you're doing business, like, this is what I mean. I think some of they tactics are just poor business tactics because you got to understand. The footage you doing, Smack, you ain't doing pay-per-view, so you really betting this out also on the Internet. So why would you want your product to be on the Internet if it ain't being done in a legit way? Like, for instance, if I know this finna go on the Internet, before these battles even start, listen, let me get everybody attention. Y'all know we record these battles. These MCs being flew in, even though they coming and visiting, and most of y'all in here from New York, respect the brothers that's in here that paid this money to see a battle. Because like I said, if I flew all the way out to come see Verb, man, let me see him, whether he good or bad. Don't damage what – look, if I'm paying $100 a ticket, whether you don't like him or not, respect me that I flew all the way out here, stood in line for hours, paid my $100 to get in, whether he good or not, and let me at least see who I came out to see. Don't mess up even the footage for when we put it on the Internet. This man can't even get off. I believe that's real foul. And even Old Red testified to that he know people purposely who buy stuff just to boo this man because they don't really want to see this dude get off like that because he have a reputation of destroying they giants.
But to be fair, Battle Truth, Verb has put this on himself also. I fuck with Verb heavy. That's my guy. But he has put him to play. He's played the villain role, the 50 Cent 2003 bad guy role. And I think he embraces that. And his back and forth in New York, which I agree with him, niggas used to boo Verb something badly, which I didn't like a lot. But some of it, he has to look in the mirror at the shit that he said also. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah, you got to be accountable for your actions and what you say out of your mouth. But when you watch it play out, see, this is what I'm saying. Some people watch battles. I watch battles. But I also listen to the conversations that's taking place on the side of these battles.
Right.
Yeah, like when I did, like, let me give you an example. Like when I did the URL Mafia thing, when I did that on my blog page, when I broke down the destruction of the Midwest movement. Pay attention to what Puffy is saying during the Summer Madness battle when all the ruckus going on. Then he say this to Verb. Now he said, hey, Verb, check this out. Thank you for coming out. You did good, man. Even though you came to New York and you said, F us, man, you still put on show. Here's my question. How did you know that, Puffy? How does he know that? Is he really, really watching this stuff like this? Who put you up on game? Look, who put you up on game on that? See, this is what I mean by some things in the street you just can't avoid because, look, some people got, look, I got the discernment of street stuff. If I'm on the street and I know certain things, that follow me, so that helped me a lot in business. I can sometimes just tell a rat, and I can tell when a person genuine. Like I said, when I spoke to you, Dre, I already off the bat got a good vibe for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, because I could just have to speak into a person for a minute, you got a vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something
I'm
you can just
way.
Call off the bat right away. So I'm saying this. He said that. Then Rex said this in the battle. He said, let me keep it real with you. Smack don't like y'all. You know why he brought y'all here? And why he got his, and then he got the Slayer thing. Now, something could just be battle rap. It could just be words. But when you see the coincidence, what's taking place, look at the argument taking place between Calico and Lux. What Calico saying is, when Lux say, oh, man, we kept the files, and then immediately the thing come up on the screen.
I never agree with that. I always thought that was foul. I'm a New York nigga, and I'm going to say this. I always thought that was foul. Once you pull the Summer Jam screen down, Cal had no way to win that battle. He wasn't winning that battle after that.
Right, and watch this. Watch this. I see, I'm going to show you something real deep. And see, that's what I mean. I dissect the film, and I listen to what's said. And New York dudes testify to this. When he do that, Calico turn the smack, and he say, he can't do that. Why would he say that if he wasn't already aware of the rules? He said, he can't do that. He could pull out a picture, but he can't use the process. That's what he said. He can't use the screens. He could use the picture because just before that, Rex had pulled out a picture on Verve. Said, this dude's gay, and to prove it, he went in the crowd, pulled out that picture of Verve with the bunny ears. After that come the Calico look. He said, he can't do that. He could pull out the picture. Then he said, dude, we supposed to be rapping for 3 minutes. You didn't rap 6 minutes, when in reality he actually rapped 9. But I know in the heat of the moment, when you on stage in a hostile crowd going up against you and somebody in Lux's entourage trying to fight you while you rapping, talking about, I'll beat you up right now, Lux. He like, dude, don't disrespect Lux like that. You better respect New York. He like, I ain't got respect. Tell me, pull a casket out on me. What you, remember that argument?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that argument, right? Now watch this. In the Hollow to Don Lux battle after that, Hollow to Don say this to Lux. He say, yeah, you set the pick and score after Smack set the screen. You understand what I'm saying? Look, they from New York. They telling it. Look, they telling it. They telling it already. So my whole thing is battle rap is about exposing. You understand what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, I believe as a businessman, Smack got a dynasty. But when you got a dynasty like that, as men, you bring them brothers to the table. You have an understanding. You say, you know what, man? We all got a good thing going on. Let's come to an agreement. Like the NBA lockout.
Right.
Negotiate with these brothers. Look, let's negotiate. Let's sit down. What's a fair price for everybody where we all could be satisfied? Look, the books is open. This is what's being made. This is what's going to production. This is all we got to hire. What's a fair thing where we all could be good since we've been doing this for years, man? How do we come to a table and we do this? And then as a businessman, you got to know all these people working for you. So why aren't you establishing a good relationship with them? You know they want to work with you. Look, let's just keep it real. They like you, man. They like you. So why can't you come to an understanding to humble yourself, get these brothers at a table, and come with an understanding and make it good for everybody? Why you ain't even doing that with the
other
men? I
think everybody
got to
humble themselves, though, battle, too. I think the battle rappers got to humble themselves. I think first thing niggas need to stop doing is talking about price and putting it. There need to be stipulations where nobody should be talking about how much money they get. Once you start talking about how much money you're getting, that's when battle rap really went left and shit. Let me ask you another question here, because I know we rap on this here. Murder Mook, you said Murder Mook is not a legend.
Right.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
That's easy to elaborate on. Well, first of all, how do you define a legend? Because he started something, he was just privileged enough to be involved with something when it first started. I believe, to me, it's not where you start, it's how you finish. A lot of people be under the impression that Mook is old. Mook is young. The battle rappers who battle rapping right now, they the same age as this dude. Now, y'all know more about these brothers personally than me. I just want to ask you a question. Is Mook older than Head Ice?
I don't think he's older than Head Ice, no.
Is he older than Swave Sepper?
I don't think he's older than Swave either.
Is he older than T-Rex?
Nah, he's older than Rex. He's older than Rex.
You sure? Because Rex said, this is my little guy. This is my little man. This is my little guy. While he was doing that, I was in the street. Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Well,
or you really don't know?
No, when Rex was battling Unkasa, wasn't he like 16, 17 at the time?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying what Rex said. I don't think Mook older than him if he keep calling him his little man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so my question is, look, is Mook older than Verb?
I don't think he's older than Verb, though.
Is Mook older than Sirius Jones?
That I don't know.
See, the question I'm proving is this. These guys the same age as you. What makes you any different when they still competing? I know you saying you want the money and all this, but why should we give you the greatest achievement that a battle rapper can have with a resume that bad? What that does is rob the people that's actually earning it and working for it. Let's say, for instance, they say, who the top on Mount Rushmore? There's only four faces that could fit on Mount Rushmore. So we going to put Mook on Mount Rushmore just because he started battle rapping? When you got people who competing on the highest level all the time, and this dude resume. Look, okay, let's say this. Give me three killers on Mook resume, because the footage is out here. We can see it.
You got to look at the time in the doozy battle. Jay Mills was on the streets doing his thing.
Crazy.
Party Artie was a legend. R.I.P. Party Artie. Party Artie was a legend. Sirius Jones is already. Lux. And the first time he battled Lux. You know what I mean? So those
see,
are the guys.
We can't use those. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
You know why we can't use those arguments? Because everybody can do that. Cassidy say he's 5,000 and 0, and he believes it with all his heart and act like he know each and every person of the 5,000 he battled. So when
we never seen
Cassidy
battle, so it's hard to say. Only person we seen Cassidy battle on camera, which only battles I'm talking about is on camera, because whatever you did off camera and we didn't see, I'm not going to say there's an asterisk by it. But we didn't see it, so I can't really talk about it. You know what I mean?
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, how the point you proven. Now, when you say Party Artie was a legend, where the footage? Where the footage? See what I'm saying? All I'm saying, look, and if you listen to the arguments, Head Ice and them say the same thing. Head Ice say, man, I was battling all. Head Ice say he beat Lux. Rex say he beat Lux. But we ain't got
Rex
the footage, y'all.
Yeah, Rex said he battled Lux doing before, yeah. Mm.
Right.
In your Mount Rushmore, who do you have right now?
Oh, who, all four of them? Okay, yep. Well, in my Mount Rushmore right now, K-Rock is the face of the NBA. Who LeBron James is, I'm going to tell you why, though, bro. Who LeBron James is, that's who K-Rock is right now when it comes to battle rap. Listen, man, I ain't never even used to like this dude. But when you sit back and listen to what this dude doing, man, how can you not like consistency when it's coming from this man? This man is going up against giants.
I agree with consistency with Tara. I agree with that.
Right, and his resume is impeccable. The man got all killers on his resume, period. And I'm talking about he's so consistent. It's all drum, his passion. Look, he reminds me of LeBron James. See how LeBron James got all them rings? And you know that every year he's going to be in there, and he shows no sign of not wanting to compete for that trophy. That's how T-Rock is. That dude take that passion everywhere he go. U-Dub, how he did, the same way. Queen of the Ring. How he do? The same way. And he knocking off heads.
Would you agree that T-Rock is just now getting names, though? Because let's be real, after Charlie Clips, he battled, let's see, he got Surf, he battled Briz, he battled John, he's battled Calico, he's battled Arsenal now. So I think he's getting the names that he's getting now. He's getting more established names now. I think he's on his way to Mount Rushmore, but I don't know if I got T-Rock on my Mount Rushmore. I got him in my top five, but Mount Rushmore battle rap, I don't know.
I got him there. Okay, I'm going to tell you another reason why I got him there. See, when I be judging these battles, here's my thing that I'm doing. And I thank God for this opportunity and position he put me in. Can I say something to you, brothers?
Yeah.
You have no idea of the pleasure it is for me to be speaking with y'all.
Back to you. I love talking battle rap, man. This is a walk in the park. You know what I'm saying? I love the platform. Listen, we just, our show is open door policy. We just love talking battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm just saying for me, because I used to listen to y'all. Like, remember when we were talking? I don't see how people say they cut you slack for not keep. I have heard you many times tell people, no, that's not true. I had you losing that one, brother. I had you losing. Listen. When you call me, look, first of all, your number ain't registered in my phone. So when a number pop up that ain't got no name on it, okay, when I answered that call, I heard that voice. I knew exactly who you were. I say, that's that dude on the radio station, man. I knew that was you. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, it's dude. But you was one of the ones I like. See, I don't like fake stuff, man. That bothers me. And I ain't going to ever be to the point where I don't want to be friends with nobody. Look, I want to be friends with people, but I don't want to be friends to the point that it compromised my integrity and position of what I stand for and why so many people respect me on where I am right now. I have to call it like it is. Battle rap is a sport. There will be losers. There will be winners. And you're going to be criticized on your performance. Why would you be mad at that when you know you're not bringing it? Like I said, even if you lose a battle, if you fought, it's no big deal. You're not going to get punished. But when we know that you just didn't give a care and didn't put no effort in it, come on, man, you got to hear this from us, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to. So all I'm saying is that why be mad at that battle rappers when you know that y'all getting paid for a service and you robbing people? That ain't real, because if it was in the street like that, you would have to pack that heat all the time because you're stealing from people, man. And they're going to come holler at you like, dog, you just can't steal my stuff like that. I'm going to give you an example. I don't mean to bring this up. When I was in the street selling that work, man, and I had got up to like a half a brick, my guy used to come bring me work, and it had shake at the bottom. If anybody know about the game, you know that shake usually means that it's, you know what I'm saying? And I used to be like, I ain't know at first about how it was till I learned the game. Then I started finding out, like when I put it on the scale, it ain't coming back right. So I asked my guy, I said, hey, why you be giving me that in shake and don't give it to me in bricks? He like, I say, listen. If you want more money, then just put more price on it. I'll pay for it, but don't cheat me out of my stuff. You know what I'm saying? If it costs more, then just say it costs a little bit more, but don't give me the shake. See, that's the same thing with them. If you want more money, then negotiate that, but don't accept the negotiation only to not perform. Because if you're saying, look, I'm going to do this battle, but you know they underpaying you, then you tell them, you let that be known, like, I'm not agreeing with that because if you give me this, I'm going to do that. They are going to pay it. They're paying you for a service. And when you get those calls, you are not saying, I'm just going to freestyle when I get there, or I ain't really going to go hard. I'm a Jersey. You're not telling them brothers that. Look at the faces of the league owners who book them battles, and when they get to hear what come out of them brothers' mouth when they're not performing, look at their faces. They be looking disgusted like, man, dog, them played us. But can't say nothing because the camera's rolling. Yeah. I have seen this happen many times, which means that they was promised a service. Look, if you wasn't going to perform, we could have just put some rookie dudes on there and did a better job than this. But you don't understand you hurting our brand because we promoting it and letting people know, look, we finna throw on a good show because we want their money. You don't come to the show, man, we got such and such coming. You know how good Surf is. You know how good Rest is. You know how good Verb is. So when they come, man, they're going to be getting like, yeah, I want that ticket. That's going to be a hot ticket. Only for people to be prepared. And us, too. We hearing about it like, ooh, you know, Surf and Rest. But how you felt knowing that Surf choked during that Rex battle when you wanted to see the footage of it? How did you feel when you found that out? Keep it real, 3-Letter, man. How did you feel?
I was tight. I tweeted it out. I told Tim Ball, I'm like, yo, bro, come on, man. Like, I can't believe it. Because
you wanted to see it, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to see it, then. How did you feel when you found out that in that Sue Surf Suge battle, that was so pumped up, everybody waiting for that. Like, they finna go at it. And then they Thomas and us, this finna be better than Hitman and Bird. Man,
but nobody believed
that,
though. None of us believed that, though.
You didn't either.
Nah, come on. I told Surf and Shook that to say that's going to be better than Verb and Hitman. On storyline alone, A Verb and Hitman got that battle. On storyline alone, before they even fucking decided to battle, on this story, how they came in together, he wasn't beating that alone. You know what I mean? But let me ask you a question. Who else you have on your Mount Rushmore, though?
Okay. Again, that's my LeBron James on my Mount Rushmore. I'm going to put it in order. I'm going to put it in order from 4 to 3. This is my order. After that has to be Arsenal. Arsenal is the number two person on my Mount Rushmore. The work that that brother put in, he just opened the whole floodgate as far as like Arsenal remind me of Lil Wayne. Do you remember when Lil Wayne first came out? And he was blowing up so big that everybody came out. He had them on it. They all on his mixtapes.
Well,
and
which
stuff.
Little Wayne you talking about? You talking about 500 Degrees Little Weezy? Bling Bling Weezy? Or you talking about?
No, I'm talking about
Carter
the one that actually was the only one left when everybody else left. He was
right,
the only
Carter,
one left.
Right, Carter 1, Dedication
yeah,
Era.
Yeah, right. So remember when everybody was coming out, they just had to have a track with Lil Wayne on it.
Yeah.
Or it seemed like at that time, if Lil Wayne wasn't on your track, you hadn't arrived as an artist.
Agree.
That one. That's what Arsenal remind me of. Arsenal opened that floodgate to the point where that man put in so much work, man. You got to salute that brother on that. And not only that, the man is a beast, man. The man is a beast in creativity, his animation, what he brought to the game. See, you only have the certain people that got that it factor. Arsenal is a guaranteed star it factor to the point where he can't be duplicated. You can't see a battle rapper and say, Arsenal took that from him. No, Arsenal is Arsenal. You get what I'm saying? And he elevated the game. When he started getting clowned for doing so many cartoon things, he stepped his bar game up so nasty, and Mav Hopper felt the wrath of it. You know what I'm saying? He was the first one basically to experience the wrath for Arsenal stepping his bar game up, and that was horrible. Horrible. He couldn't stand in it. I was like, dang, Arsenal snapping. And I got him on my Mount Rushmore, hands down. The work ethic that brother put in, his record is impeccable, man. Arsenal on there too. My third one actually is my second one is actually my first one. You're keeping it real. And I don't even want to edge Rex on this, but I have to. My second one is Verb. He actually really my first one. Verb is the best all-around complete battle rapper ever to hit the URL. It was unheard of. The things this man said was legendary and to this day cannot be duplicated. Bar after bar. You know how, like, when you go against somebody and every time you leave a battle, it's a classic thing said? Like when he go against Mav Hopper, he like, and the fact remains, real brothers never get accused of messing with fags, Hopper. Then he go, look, when he go against Good, Iron Low, like anemic. I'm talking about this man say when he went against XB, my guardian still fine. Even your guardian angel duck when he went against Hollow. Even if he, I jump in line and say, shut up, Trick, I've been in line. You know, I'm talking about the man got classic drunk. Oh, my gosh. And how he did Cortez, man. Oh, my gosh, man. That right there. Oh,
Saint
Louis, Cortez. Yeah, man. Why Cortez get it so bad, man? That's crazy. Anyway, man. Listen, Verb has to be number one. And I'm going to tell you why I got him as the number one all-around complete battle rapper. Because his personal's better than everybody else's. His jokes be better than everybody else's. His stories be better than everybody else's. And the thing that this dude be saying, man, to this day, nobody can repeat it. I challenge anybody. Find me any battle rapper in the game today that ever had a round more sicker than what he did to Cortez or Arsenal or SB. You're not going to find
it,
man.
Hold on, battle.
Come on,
you want to tell me Lux, Mook, Rex, none of these niggas?
No, not Mook. You brought up Mook.
Diz?
No, they not. Diz, really? Disaster? Okay, let's talk about these brothers.
What?
Listen, okay, look, I'm gonna give you my four, and I guarantee you, anybody you name, it ain't gonna compete with them because again, they not only got the creativity, but they record speak for itself. These dudes went up against killers. These dudes got over like 30 some battles, except for Tay Rock. Everybody who I'm naming
got
over
battles though. This got a lot of battles though. Battle Truth.
Okay, but I'm talking about. But look, I get that, but I'm going this is what I'm saying. These dudes who I'm naming got over 30 something battles are better and won over 20 something of them against killers. Yeah, Disaster got a lot of battles, but let's talk about Disaster. He lose when it comes to the big ball. Every time he went up against somebody in URL, he lost. He went up against Rex in the URL. What happened? He got bodied. He went up against Verb. What
that
happened?
Was trash, though.
He got bodied. Look, he got bodied, though. And Rex had a whole slogan on him. He said, man, you don't belong here. Man, it didn't have the whole crowd saying it, just showing. He's like, man, where are you fitting? What are you talking about? You don't belong here. But look, I'm going to do a class called Battle Rap Exercise, where I'm going to show these rappers how their talent could be better. Because I'm going to tell you something about Disaster. Disaster got lyrics. He's nice in rapping. So is Danny Myers. But you know what hurt them? They don't have no control on that stage. They rap like they got ADHD. Man, calm down. Relax, man. Let your vocals and your bars be projected. Danny Myers is one of the coldest pin man game. Look, if Danny Myers could calm down, humble himself, and have performance on that stage, oh, my gosh. Nobody would really be able to step in his brother's face. But because he has no stage control, his performance off, he'd be overhyped, sort of like how Russell Westbrook be in the NBA. He'd be like that, like he got ADHD or something. You'd be like, man, calm down. Calm down, even though he's saying some good stuff. But it hurt him because the energy he's bringing, knocking off the bars, knocking off the bars. He need to, if he can get that under control and Disaster got that same thing, they'll be entirely better. Entirely better. So, no, I don't have them on my Mount Rushmore.
Let me tell you I got a problem with you on Mount Rushmore, because you're excluding out a lot of niggas that paved the wave for a lot of these brothers you're talking about.
I don't buy that, though. When Lux said,
if it wasn't for me, Verb would still be working at the flea market. Like, shit like that, like, Lux is in my Mount Rushmore. I got to keep him. Lux is definitely in my Rushmore. He paved the way for a lot of these dudes. They was watching him and Mook.
Count you as being Mount Rushmore because I watched you. But here's my thing. Like when Lux said, yeah, if it wasn't for me. No, first of all, you still don't write for me. You don't perform like me. What I brought to the table made me big as who I am. Like, again, like we talk about Verb. I'm not just saying this dude the coldest just because how he can rap, because I know nobody can match this. Like I said, if I had these dudes who I'm naming, if my life was on the line and I needed somebody to go and my life was on the line for a battle and I had to pick who I want to battle for me, I can't say that because I picked JC. But I'm just saying, them dudes right there.
Let me say something. Do you remember Verb versus Illmatic, Verb versus Caustic, like, I don't know if you...
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, how was this... He got killed. He didn't care.
But he still had the best bar. He still had the best bars of the battle. What did Illmatic say that was better than that Tokyo Drift? What did Illmatic say that was better than that Tokyo Drift?
He got killed.
Nothing?
I don't care if he had a better bar. He got killed. So you're talking about... Are you saying if you had the best bar in a battle that you win? Is that what it's come down to?
No,
I remember when
saying,
it was three rounds. I remember Mook and Lux going eight rounds back and forth together.
Right.
Now we're in an era where, if so-and-so comes with one hot round, they come with one dope round, though. They're dope. I mean, so-and-so's third is always crazy. I don't care.
I want your first, second, and third
to be fired.
Yeah, that's all. You know what? And I have to be true to my craft. You right. You right about that, Timbo. Hey, you right about that. And all I'm saying is, it goes back to what we saying. When he was battling Illmatic, wasn't them 2 minute rounds? It's probably been two minute rounds. And we already know. And this ain't no excuse. That's why I said a loss is a loss. See how I'm doing things and how I'm doing things now is ain't no such thing as debatable battles no more. What I'm doing on my thing. Every battle will be judged. Everybody will have a win or a loss on their record when dealing with me, because I believe this how you force these brothers to step their game up. When they believe that it don't count for nothing, that's because we're not holding them accountable for nothing. But when we all begin to say, hey, bro, you lost that, and that's what we calling it as, what happens is now they going into it knowing that you got a record, bro. This battle rap, since when didn't you have a record?
In the Mount Rushmore thing, shouldn't it be a regional thing? Like, you pick, let's be real, New York has a lot of battle rappers, but you got to throw cats in the Midwest. You got to maybe throw a cat from the West Coast, maybe somebody from the Middle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to throw certain dudes in there. You can make an argument for a lot of people, because a lot of West Coast cats are not going to pick New York niggas in their Mount Rushmore. They're not going to pick brothers from the, you know what I'm saying? They probably would not. They probably wasn't watching. Mook and shit like that. Right. He's probably watching Thesaurus and things.
Do you
know
like
what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Well, I was watching them because my number one, like I said, okay, now y'all asking me about my Mount Rushmore. So I gave you Tay-Rock. I gave you Arsenal. I'm on Verb. Like I said, it ain't only that I like them because of what they do, but the battle, see, they went to war. You can literally go on YouTube and type up their wars. Like, dang, that was drama. You get what I'm saying? They have wars that you literally can see that was crazy.
But Lux changed the game, though, Battle Truth. Lux changed the game.
Here's my thing. How did Lux change the game when he was irrelevant for years? He only just came back not too long ago.
Right, but
when
he came back, the anticipation when he came out. Do you guys remember when we found out Lux and Calico was in a battle? Like, the world stopped for a minute, my nigga. It stopped. You got Jay-Z tweeting out, you're going to get this work. Like, Lux
That's New York.
I'm not a biased New York cat, so I don't want nobody getting there. I shit on New York niggas all the time. So, but I got to put Lux in there for what he's meant to the culture.
One thing about it,
Black
Star,
putting people on. I'm giving other brothers outlet. You got to put
who's
him,
your fourth?
Now check this out. Now here's my thing. Now when you say that, see, I just did a blog on that. Is this what I mean by when you listening to what brother's saying? Why do we give him credit for putting people on when everybody keeps saying that's why he ain't got his battlers no more, because he was robbing them, cheating them out of their money, and not releasing footages and holding things back? All them battle rappers be saying this about us. Hollowing them saying it, clipping them saying it.
I've
so
heard
my
that
thing
too.
Is, why do he get credit for putting people on at the same time? Look, what did Mal Popper say of Verb in that battle? He said, Lux got the loot, you got the boot, go home, YouTube it, and you're going to see him on the corner like a prostitute. And Mook like saying, no.
The business aspect of it. I get you. You're talking about the business aspect of it.
So who put all these battle rappers on?
But I'm talking about
this. Who did it? Who then? If the first guys didn't put them on, who did it?
This is what I'm trying to say. Well, I differ in a lot of things.
Right.
How do we say that we put people on when we only capitalizing off them? Are we putting them on because we love them and respect them and saying this, or are we looking at, oh, I can get some money off this, so guess what? I'm going to set this up and I'm going to get this paper. See, I look at it differently. I look at it differently in that way, not to say, okay, I put them on because I like them, I respected them, we homies. When you see in reality, they don't even like them. So it's like, what was going on behind closed doors? So why do we give them credit for putting them on when in reality it wasn't even no love even in there? It was just
the business aspect of it and the politics behind the scenes and shit.
Okay.
I understand what you're talking about, that aspect, but we also got to talk about the Kayshawn and Kayshawn and who did Kayshawn battle on Black Star Timberwalk? Who did he battle on there? I forgot. It's been some time, a long
what
time ago.
What you mean, Kayshawn? What you mean, Kayshawn battling and who?
Way back on Black Star. The point I'm making, all these brothers, a lot of these brothers we've seen come out of Black Star. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now you got to fill me in on that because that's the first time I heard that. What is Black Star?
That's where we saw, like, Head Ice. But, I mean, that's when Tay Rock and Charlie Cooks battle at. We got introduced to Tay Rock.
I thought that was the Lions then.
Charlie, Lions then. You feel me?
Why you say Black Star then?
Well, I mean Black Star, I mean Lions then. Pardon me. It's 12 o'clock.
They the same thing.
Don't kill me.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know because see, you down there, so I'm not down there. So I thought I'm feeling you putting me up on game.
I mean Lions. Lions then. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. That's why I was asking you, bro, because I didn't know. I thought you put me up on game. I'm not from down there.
I just think Lux did a lot for the game that I just can't sweep under the rug, though, and not put him in a Mount Rushmore.
Lux is good, but I just believe Lux. Okay, all I'm saying is when I'm saying Mount Rushmore, I'm talking about wars and battles. Look, Lux is a genius, man. Lux is a genius when it comes to music. The man is just like I'm saying, some people just unique and can't be duplicated. Lux is one of those brothers. He's unique. He can't be duplicated. And what he does to battle rap, he has a passion that just, like you said, when he come in, he demands attention. When that dude rap, other people come in to rap. When he come in, all eyes on me. He coming in with 30-something people. He got a whole setup about it, and this whole thing was scripted for you. You know what I'm saying? He like he performing his own show against you in the battle, and the man is awesome. I just don't believe he had enough wars as far. Look, when we saying battle rap, we talking about the level of competition what's going on. So when you saying Mount Rushmore people, and we have to go on YouTube and type up this footage, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it like that when you got these brothers literally fighting. And maybe money do play a part in this. Maybe if he
but,
maybe
but
if
to
he
be
wasn't
real though, man. Lux and Hollow, Lux and Calico is better than any battle Tay Rock's ever had. And I like Tay Rock. He hasn't had a monumental battle like that. Those battles are monumental.
Oh no, I don't think so.
Lux
I don't
and
think
Mook
so.
Is monumental. The first one is monumental.
No, that was weak.
You like them battles? I personally, I love Lux and Hollow a lot. I watch that battle a lot. I gotta keep it tall.
I just did the recap on that. Wait till you see that because it's crazy. Because I found out doing a lot of investigation on these battle rap stuff. The reason why a lot of people call some of these battles debatable is because whoever, like, if you got two MCs who bringing it, usually the one who go first gonna get the short end of the stick, because after he done, whoever rap next and bringing it, you tend to forget what was said. And that's
but
why they got Hollow.
Are you saying that Tay Rock, who's in my top five, let me be clear, but I gotta be fair, you think he has monumental battles like Lux has?
Yes, he do.
Which battle?
I can prove it to you. You ready?
Yeah.
Was him and Calico battle monumental?
Who Lux and Calico?
Keep it real. Yeah, Tay Rock and Calico battle monumental?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Why did you say that? What wasn't that monumental about it?
It's not a classic. I don't even think it's a classic.
Why wouldn't that be a classic?
I think it's a dope battle. A dope. It has replay value. But the C word,
so
like when I'm chilling at the crib, and am I really watching Tay Rock and Calico like that? I watch Lux and Calico way more than I'm watching that. I'm watching Lux and Hollow way more than I'm watching that.
Okay, so Lux and Hollow is a classic. Wait, Lux and Calico is a classic. Even though Calico choked in the first round, Lux choked in the first round and in the second round, Calico being hecklered by some of Lux's entourage. That's a classic when all them disturbances taking place.
It's monumental though to me because I don't even think
Calico.
I don't even think Calico was that bad to the second round till he tried to define a prophet. Shit went left.
I'm talking about him coming on the stage.
I'm talking about him bringing his outfit he had on. Him bringing the preacher. His third round.
Right.
Cal screaming and all that. Cal telling smack in the third round. What would you do without priorities? What would you do? I love that shit.
I don't think
had a battle, a back and forth like that was monumental and it grabs you.
Him and Cliff was like that. Him and Cliff Part 2 was like that. They
disagree also on that. I disagree with that.
You didn't like that?
I don't think it's classic.
You didn't like Cliff and Rock Part 2. I ain't talking about Part 1.
No, we ain't talking about Part 1 because Tay Rock, you know the story with that. But
right.
I don't think it's a classic battle either. I don't think Rock and Clips Part 2 is classic. I think it's a dope battle. Classic, and Rock is in my top five right now, and I'm saying this. I just don't think
Surf wasn't monumental neither.
Who, Rock and Surf?
You didn't like that?
My nigga, I've told Rock and Surf on this show, me and Tim, I told both of them, I did not like that battle. That's a battle I should be watching till this day.
I was
disappointed in that battle. That's what I'm saying. I don't think. And I'll be real with you. I think Disaster and DNA is a fucking classic.
Certified classic.
I think DNA and Disaster, in my opinion, is top 10 battle of all time. Top 10 of all time.
Right.
I just think Rock. I ain't rocking my five, but I don't know. But, yo. We pressed for time, man. Battle Troop, we got to do this again, my dude. We have got to do this again.
You didn't hit my number one, brother.
Oh, good. Please give me the number one. Please, pardon yourself. Go ahead.
T-Rex is my number one. Number one on Mount Rushmore, T-Rex. T-Rex is my number one on Mount Rushmore, brother. The body of work he put in, not taking no days off, always competitive, man. And they, I don't like how people try to underplay that brother, man. That brother put work in, man. Work. And when that
Midwest people respect Rex and what he's done. I think people looking at him now that you're living off your name. And as of late, we're not seeing the Rex that we want, that we're used to seeing. So I think we're living in an age where what are you doing now? Yeah, battle rap fans have short-term memory and they forget about what you did in the past, but it's all about what you're doing now. Like you said,
you
can't be
to, you
get
to touch on what Dre said, I wanted to say,
okay.
You know why a lot of people kind of crucify Rex? Because a lot of these fans, I say this all the time, they came in after Summer Madness 2. After Lux blew the game up. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these fans that we're seeing some of these times and that are on Twitter and all this stuff are fans from after then. And Rex hasn't always had the best battles since Summer Madness 2.
How do you look at Rex personally, Timbro?
I think Rex is definitely, no question, a legend. I personally don't have him on my Mount Rushmore, but I will not argue that he's a legend. I can't argue with somebody does have him on their Mount Rushmore. I can't argue with
you
about
that. So you would put Hollow over Rex on Mount Rushmore?
Yes, I would. Personally.
You believe Hollow is more lyrical than Rex?
More lyrical? Yes.
If Rex and Hollow have a battle, you believe Hollow can beat Rex in a battle?
I do.
I really do.
I do. But that'll you hold on a second now. We just seen T-Top just beat Rex to me convincingly.
I had Rex winning them
T-Top?
First two rounds easy. Yes, I
you
did.
Rex
yes, I.
My, T-Top?
Okay, I'm going to recap it then. Yes, I did. I had Rex beating T-Top easy. I had him beat him. The first two rounds. I'm going to recap it, though. I'm just going to go back just,
my nigga,
just
hold
for
on,
my
so I remember vividly T-Top winning round one. I remember T-Rex starting off his second round talking about Sue Surf and Beasley and all this other shit he was talking about. He was talking about 12 Surf Skinnies. He was talking about putting coke in the microwave. See, I think people get it misconstrued with Rex that the drug talk is dope. A lot of his shit is not battle rap bars. It's
but
about
wasn't that the same
12
thing
Surf Skinnies
was doing?
And shit. Street talk. I love the street talk. I'm from the era. But it's not battle rap rhymes where he's killing T-Top. I thought T-Top was addressing Rex way more than Rex was addressing T-Top.
T-Top was talking about that too. T-Top was talking
not,
about
not,
that
not
too.
Not ODing like Rex did though, bro.
I thought
T-Top won that shit 3-0.
I thought Rex won 2-1. I got Rex 2-1. I only gave T-Top the third round. I gave the first two rounds to Rex. I believe. I'm going to recap it, though, just again, point for point, just to see, because I haven't recapped it yet. And like I was saying, like some people call battles debatable because and say somebody won because they hear the person who rapped last. Sometimes
no, and that preference, too. You have to have a preference in there also.
You said what?
You got to throw the word preference in there. I think sometimes when people talk about debatables, they always talk about preference of what they like more the other person is spitting and shit. You know what I mean?
So who is your top four? You asking me, man, who is your top four on Mount Rushmore? Who you got?
See, I got to sit down and think, though, man. I won't be on the spot.
Okay.
I know Lux will be on there. You feel me?
Why? Why, though? What is your reason?
I just
why
told you Lux is one of the first niggas in this shit. He was on 106 in Park. Let's be clear. We seen him on 106 in Park. When he
but
beat up Newborn
count?
And all this at a third. Yeah, you might say
but
it's 106 in Park. To me, it does. I'm looking at your resume.
So,
I'm looking at your resume. Hold on.
60-second rounds count.
Huh?
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So 60-second – we talking about the real battle rap field. So you counting the –
But I'm
you
just talking about your
–
But see, I'm talking about your whole
seconds.
Totality. I'm talking about your whole resume. It's still a battle rap. You still put a nigga in front of you. You was on TV on top of that. So that's where we know you from. So – He come from there.
Okay.
He went to Battle Murder Mook. Legendary battle.
Okay.
We could agree with
which
that.
One,
Mook
which
was
one was legendary? The first one?
The first one, definitely. Not, we didn't even talk about the second
that's
one.
That's legendary to you?
Part two was trash. Huh?
I'm going to listen to that again. But go, you said that's legendary.
You don't think the first one between Mook and
Lux
is
legendary?
True.
First one is legendary, bro. Come on, man.
No,
you can't
no,
do that.
I don't at all. I can't even remember nothing that was said in that. I can't even remember nothing that was said in that.
Yeah,
now,
because
I remember
eight
what
rounds.
Said.
They battled for 8 rounds, but it's still legendary. That's the first one of the first battles we've seen. Now, let's keep it real. I'm going back to the time when Smack DVD was out and we was able to see
okay.
Lux and Mook. And you fast forward okay. to the bottom to see that battle, and you're like, oh, shit. At that time, whether it was 2006, around that time, whatever, 2008, whatever, that shit was legendary.
Hey, tell both y'all, do you remember in that battle when they had that little disturbance and then you hear Lux like, tell Mook, he's like, oh, you want to fight? He said, no, I don't want to fight.
I'm going to give you my four real quick. Just on
okay.
This is on the spot, not really thinking too much about it.
Okay.
I do agree with one that that Battle True said, actually. I honestly do agree with Arsenal. Because
not Bird.
Arsenal, no, not on my top five. Or none of my
wow.
not Arsenal. I think Arsenal took this, with another guy that I'm going to say, took this out of the country. He took this global. He really took this off and crazy stuff like that. I have Arsenal. I have Disaster. I have Lux. And I have Hollow in my Mount Rushmore. That's my Mount Rushmore right there.
Why Disaster? Just profound on that.
Diz put on, first of all, for an entire coast. He did this from the absolute beginning, from everything you can think of. This guy took it from the West Coast. He battled on URL. He killed it in Canada and King of the Dot. He's traveled to every single country you can think of and put on. But he's been this from the beginning. I definitely have him as a legend as well. But no
battle
question.
Cassidy, he battled Cannabis.
Battle Cassidy.
Yeah, he dropped
battle
the ball
Cassidy,
on
battle
Cassidy.
Cannabis.
Yeah, he dropped the ball. He did drop the ball. I agree with that.
I agree he did that with that. But he battled Cannabis. You know, and he had a classic with DNA. A classic with DNA. I'm still mad at King of the Dot that they put a part two on that. I don't know why they would ever do that. But definitely have him in there. And like I said, Loaded Lux, pretty much the same reasons that Dre does. I mean, what he did to Miles, that young Miles battle, I can watch 10 times a day. That is why, if I have four battles to watch the rest of my life, that's going to be
his catchphrase is alone, man. Come on, man. Jack Mack.
You going to get this work?
Beloved,
no.
You got these niggas going around talking
beloved.
About Beloved and Lux was the first. Come
shout
on,
out Tax Stone.
You like that better than Hitman and Bird?
Which battle?
Any of them. You like
nah,
any
like
of those
Hitman,
battles
Hitman
better
and
than Hitman
and
Bird?
Hitman and Bird was my top three, though, bro. Hitman and Bird was in my top
Hitman
five.
Hitman and Bird was crazy. Yeah.
That's like top
right.
five battle.
Hitman and
time.
Bird was crazy.
Right.
Bird was crazy in that.
I ain't mad at Bird. You know why? You know I'm not mad at Bird on the Mount Rushmore? Because, once again, you got to, in my opinion, you got to do it regionally. You got to do it regionally. And when you talk about the Midwest movement, hold on. When you talk about the Midwest movement, you can't talk about X-Factor. You can't talk about Calico. You can't talk about Miles. Verb was
you know why
nigga
I can't argue with Verb either?
Hold on. Verb was at the forefront
because,
beefing with New York niggas. Beefing with New York niggas when at that time New York was the essence of battle rap, we didn't know brothers in the Midwest could battle like that. And to
right,
Verb to come
exactly.
in there and stand there with SB that night, that night
right.
with SB is legendary, though, my niggas. Like, for real.
But you know what made that movement so cold, Three Letter Man and Timbo? It was grudge matches for everybody. Everybody had grudge matches when it came to that Midwest versus the East. It was grudge matches. I'm talking about classic grudge matches. Surfing Ill, Hitman and Arsenal, Urban Mal Hopper. They was grudge matches that they was coming at each other head. And it opened up the whole fan base. Look, that's why I say High Verb not on Mount Rushmore. What he brought to the table opened up the battle rap blew up from that point on so big, like Calico said. They sold y'all a couple DVDs. We made you a millionaire because that opened up the wave so big. Look, this is how I got open to it really like that. I I didn't get off into it till that Midwest movement hit because it was nothing but grudge matches. And you know who kept it alive? T-Rex was keeping them alive while everybody else was getting bodied. That's a fact. If you go through the records, T-Rex kept them boys alive because everybody else was getting whacked by that St. Louis Calico and the movement. They were whacking them guys, but T-Rex kept them boys alive. That's why I have to put him number one.
I tell you what, man, Hitman has one of my favorite lines ever by him. One of my favorite lines ever is him and Rich Dollars. Same event with Verb and Hollow where he was like, I'll show up to where your kid's at, get him kidnapped, and watch him play leapfrog where a bridge at. Man, that's so cool when I heard that, bro. I'm not dark.
Yeah.
I rewound that 20 times.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? Okay,
we got Tom Sick in here, man. We got to get you back here again sometime this week so we can just talk battle rap, my dude.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right. I appreciate y'all, man.
Me, you and Timbo got to do this again, man. I love these conversations, man. We got to do this on the regular.
Absolutely. Let's come back with some topics, and then let's all have our side of the debate. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, man. I love this.
Hey, listen, Dick. One thing before I left. Timbo, did you see my show, though? What do you think about it? What you think about it?
Yo, you know what I'm saying? I swear to God, I don't know if you heard it before we plugged you in. Dre put me on to you. So I watched the one where you were talking about contracts and battle rap, right? Similar to what we were talking about here. I love the judge thing, the Bible right there, the gap. I love it because it's different. You know, no one's doing that. So, salute, man. I love it. Love it.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Y'all saw my Jazz the Rapper one?
Yeah, I seen the Jazz one. Yeah.
Hey, but she showed me mad love though, man. She tweeted me, man. She let me know I love her spirit, man. That's real though, man.
Yo, we're battle rap too. We're gonna get you back here sometime this week though, man. For real.
Okay. Well, y'all take
it
easy.
That's cool
with
you. We want you to back on though. For real, my brother. We want you back on.
Man, I'm here, bro. I enjoyed myself. I know the fans gonna love it, man.
Yeah,
we got it in.
Absolutely.
Because the fans gonna want to hear us talk this kind of talk again. Three of us going back and forth. I just think this is dope conversations. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We got a lot of stuff out the air too, man. We've been going in though, man. And anytime we can talk like gentlemen and have disagreements and still respect each other, you can't ask for nothing more.
That's it.
Can't
that's what it's all about right there.
Well, I hit you up tomorrow, brother. We'll talk about the particulars, man. You know what I mean?
All right.
Appreciate you,
God
brother.
Bless y'all.
My brother, take it easy, man.
Right.
Salute, brother. Right. Shout out to that dude, man.
Yeah. Matter of rap truth, man.
Crazy.
Shout out to
Absolutely. Man. Absolutely. That's crazy. So, man, shout out to Battle Truth coming on. Shout out to Knowledge. Hip Hop is real. Go watch all the videos. I mean, he's dropping them back to back.
Right.
Crazy. Go watch that, man. Shout out to everybody coming on. Gnome 6, the rap is done. Another gnome in the books. How was it? I mean, you saw what happened on Twitter. You all be the judge, man. You already know what it is. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to Hip Hop is Real. Shout out to Battle Rap is Truth. PSA Radio. Shout out my bro Timbo, man. You already know what it is, man.
Sir, we out.